Okay, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah reveals us many things straight up, clear out in the Pasuk, and many things of the Remez in different levels, some more hidden, some more revealed. And one of the famous ones is that the Remez, Kodesh Elul, Nila Da'idi V'Da'idi Li, I am to Hashem, my beloved one, and my beloved one is for me, we're in this relationship together. And the Rosh Hashanah, the first letters are Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. But the Kadmonim bring down that not only is that a hint to Elul, there are two other hints as well. One more famously, it says, Mala Hashem Lekecha, Hashem will cure Es Lavavcha your hearts, Es Lavav Terecha, and the hearts of your children, to bring us all back. Es Lavavcha, the Es Lavav Terecha, is Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. And yet there's a third one. The third one's the Megillah. It says, Misakin, that each person is to give Ishlariyayu, Matanus, Mashlech, Manas Ishlariyayu, Umatanus Lavyayanim, Ishlariyayu, Umatanus Lavyayanim. Again, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, it's a little bit enigmatic. You have Purim in the middle of, it's a little strange. What's going on over here? So perhaps the pshat is, the Maral says, when we talk about Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim, three pillars of the world, doesn't really mean that there's three facets that are important to the world. He says that the Avodah Hashem is divided into three categories. There are three realms where a person has to have a perfect relationship. One is Bein Adam L'Makom. Between him and Hashem, there are mitzvahs, davening, Avodah, things that between me and Hashem, I have to perfect that dimension. There's another dimension, the dimension of Bedel Machaveroi. Things, all my interactions with my fellow man, all the mitzvahs of Torah deal with one person to another. It's obviously because of Hashem, but my relationship is directly to the next person, not directly to Hashem. And that being the case, there's a dimension called Bedel Machaveroi. There's a third dimension. The third dimension is called Bedel Ma'atzmai. When you treat yourself, you have to understand that the way you conduct yourself in public, in private, a person, a yid, is an exalted person. You're a special person. And if you don't treat yourself that way, you're abusing who you are. And it has nothing to do with the next person. It has nothing to do with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu entrusted you with the Shalom. He made you into a fantastic person. And to go and treat yourself like a piece of garbage is a tremendous abuse of who you are. The Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, represent these three fields. Avodah, obviously, is talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to protect that relationship. Gemilas Chasadim is obviously to our man. To Torah, by immersing oneself in Torah, one perfects oneself. If one properly learns Torah, one will perfect himself and perfect that avenue of his responsibility. Coming to El, we have these three things as well. The time to repair our relationship in all three regards. You have Anilu Daidi Daidi Li. I face the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I speak to him directly. Es Lavchav, Es Lav Zarecha, Moshem Lekecha, Es Lavchav, Es Lav Zarecha, is to go ahead and to repair who you are. So you should chayzim b'tshuva to make you into a better person. And the third level is Ishtarayim Tanas Tagayim. We have to perfect our relationship to our fellow man as well, which Agav ties into the Parashah Rashi, and it doesn't point out that in this Parashah, when he said that HaGrizim Har Evil, there was a new dynamic introduced to Klal Yisrael. Until now, it was each man for himself. You do what you got to do, and you go on. At this point, if you see someone doing something wrong, it's mitzvah teichacha, but generally you're in it for yourself. At this point, it was a defining moment where you came along with the chiv of arvas. Arvas means it's not a question of giving musar to somebody else. I have to look ahead and see if everyone else is working with me. When you have a team, it's not a question of five players who happen to be doing the same thing in the same direction at the same time. It's a question of teamwork is integral to what the game is all about. At arvas mayav, we became one large group of people working together in sync. And that being the case, you have to go ahead and ensure that everyone else has to go look out there to see what we can do to help other people. Now, at the risk of going beyond my mandate here, I just want to say that, when you think about chesed as other people, there's always a question of, where does it come up? A guy comes to you, asks for okay, no one comes to you that day, so where's your opportunity to help somebody else? How many times in your life did you actually help a lady across the street? It comes up. At the time, a yid has to be, Avraham Avinu went out and looked for chesed. He went out and was proactive, waiting there by his tent, waiting to see if somebody would come by. Now, we don't have that often, but at the very least, as I mentioned earlier, what's going on with the past week in Houston. But on the same token, sitting here, now I spoke to my brother in Florida, there are thousands and thousands of people tonight who will not be sleeping in their houses. There are people who are evacuating tonight, they were spending Shabbos, they planned on spending Shabbos at home, and they will be spending Shabbos far from their home, wondering if the home exists. It means that we sort of looking back, Mata Shabbos, Sunday, not knowing if the home exists, and if it does exist, in what state does it exist? Are pipes broken? Does anything still survive? Whatever they left behind, their clothing, their flood damage, mold, everything else, they have no idea. All possibilities are on the table. And you're talking again, everyone knows the biggest storm that ever happened, recorded in U.S. history, tremendous storm, the potential is amazing. And we talk about it, it comes in one year, goes out the other year, and what do we do about it? If we're meant to be carrying it in, so it's true, on the one hand, if you go ahead financially and help out, that's certainly a tremendous step to go into. But if we're not going to do that, if we've done that already, again, the idea is not so much, we're not opening our doors for them to come to us, it's just not viable. But what we can do is, at the very least, stop for a moment and try to be nice to people, think, care about them, picture in your mind for one moment what it means to have to sit in your house and the experience of the Shabbos, and think what it feels like. Think for one moment, and maybe, perhaps, I could suggest, if a person could take one moment and say Kapitel Tehillim, one Kapitel Tehillim, the time is Kali Yisrael, and if you can't do that much, when you say in Shemoneh Esrei, Bavarich Leinu, Hashem Shri, Bavarich Leinu, Shadim Tehillim, to the very least, have it in mind, and try to, that we should perfect ourselves without even helping them, just to ourselves to be caring people, to think more about Kali Yisrael, and to think about, to be nice with the rest of Kali Yisrael. Yeah.
Beautiful.